Lisa Davis, welcome to It's Your Health on Thinking Out Loud on WUML 91.5 FM. Have you ever dreamed of turning life upside down and inside out and really living as your heart would have you? Do you push your dreams out to quote-unquote someday conditioned by, quote, if only? If you are you stuck between the life you have and the life you would really love? Joining us today to share how they live what they love is Bob and Melinda Blanchard. Married for more than 30 years, Bob and Melinda Blanchard have spent a lifetime following their dreams, pursuing passions, and living what they love. Today they divide their time between the Caribbean island, Anguilla. I hope I'm saying it right. How do you pronounce it?
Anguilla.
Like Anguilla. Oh, great. Anguilla, where they run a celebrated restaurant and in their home of Vermont, where they write their books and build awareness of their capital, Live What You Love. Bob and Melinda Blanchard, welcome to It's Your Health on Thinking Out Loud on WUML 91.5 FM.
Hi. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, I really loved your book. And in the beginning of the book, you have a lovely note from Bob and Melinda, quote, living what you love all started about 25 years ago in Barbados. And what happened that put you on the path to living what you love?
You know, we were there on vacation with our son, who I think was maybe 5 or 6 or something like that at the time. I can't remember exactly. He was little anyway. And we were walking down the beach looking for lunch. And we walked and walked, maybe a mile or so, I guess. We came to this guy sitting in the sand under an umbrella with his feet up on a cooler, and there was a blackboard sign propped up against his chair with a menu on it. It had burgers and Heineken and Coke and stuff like that, and we bought 3 burgers and some drinks, and he reached into the cooler, pulled out the drinks, and 3 hamburger patties were raw, and he gave us a pair of tongs and pointed to a barbecue grill that was off under an umbrella of some sort or some palm trees or something. And we realized that we'd paid this guy, I think it was $42 for the 3 burgers and the drinks. And we were going to have to cook our own lunch. And I remember thinking, this guy is a genius. He's sitting here on the sand selling burgers to people that they have to cook themselves. And, you know, I said, someday we're going to have a restaurant in the Caribbean, and it's going to be just like this. Of course, Blanchard's restaurant that we have on Anguilla now has white tablecloths, and we have 17 staff and a big wine cellar, and it's so far from the beach that I can't even tell you. But
no, but you know what? That man on the beach taught us about living what you love, because what he taught us just by example, is that your life doesn't have to fit neatly between the lines and that you can color it any way you want. And no matter what anyone around you says, it's your life and you can do with it as you wish. And that's a really important lesson.
Yeah, it really is. Now, in the book, Melinda, you are called Mel. So what's your preference?
Mel is absolutely fine.
Okay, so Bob and Mel, in the introduction to Live What You Love, you write, quote, successfully living what you love means considering how to best weave the 4 major components of your life, passion, people, environment, and money together in a way that makes sense for you. So in Live What You Love, I love how you share your wonderful stories that demonstrate those 4 components. And I chose a few of my favorites. It was tough because I love all the stories. If you could tell us a little bit about the ones that I'm going to mention, and I'm going to start with the birth of your son, Jeff.
Well, Jesse was born.
I mean, Jesse.
We were very young. I was 21. Bob was 22. And Jesse was born 3 months prematurely. He was 1 pound, 10 ounces when he was born. And we truthfully didn't think he was going to make it. It was very, very close.
Well, the doctors were sure he wasn't going to make it.
Yeah. He had less than a 4% chance of even surviving, much less being healthy. And we're proud to say that we're now grandparents.
Oh,
he
fantastic.
Did make it, and he is married with a child.
Oh.
So he actually, I mean, he's 36 years old now, and he's a great, great guy. And
but you know, that the fact that he was born so early and that he survived and survived well, you know, really gave us the courage to make the decision to live what we love. And we said, you know what? We're going to spend our time together. He is so lucky to be here, and we're so lucky to have him that we both quit our jobs and started our first business with very little money. And we did that so that we could be together and so we could spend time, the 3 of us together.
We were actually Bob and I met in college, and we were social workers, and we had normal jobs when we started out and never intended to be entrepreneurial or work for ourselves. We had never really thought about that. We were taking a pretty traditional route in life. And like Bob said, when Jesse was born, we realized that we didn't want to, like, take him to daycare every day, and we didn't want to we didn't want to miss any school plays or soccer games or baseball games and all the things that if you have a job and you have a boss, you know, it's hard to juggle that, as most people know. And we decided that right then and there we were going to try to figure out and see if there's a way where we could, how we could rearrange our life so that we could make sure that we never missed anything and that we could spend as much time together. So we didn't do it hastily, but we did quit our jobs, and we did figure out that working for ourselves was the answer for us. It's not the answer for everyone. I mean, everyone defines living what you love differently, and that's really important for your listeners to understand, is that just because we are entrepreneurial, we've just started our 10th business. So
we are serial
entrepreneurs. We like to change.
Yeah, I love that about the book, that, you know, you'd be going along and your business would be going well, and you'd say, you know, and you would get bored, and you would say, let's try something else. And that takes so much courage, and that really, truly is living what you love and being really in touch with how you feel and what you want in your life, which is so inspiring.
Well, Lisa, don't you find, I mean, I know you're supposed to ask the questions, but I'm just
this is great.
don't you find that as you get older, your interests change and your goals change, and that maybe what you wanted to do when you were 18 is no longer what you want to do now?
Oh, definitely. Yeah, you definitely got to check in with yourself, and in the book, Bob, I know Mel would tend to bring up some of these ideas, and how, you know, I think sometimes your reaction was like, yay, and sometimes it's like, oh boy.
Yeah, right.
That still happens.
That's true. I mean, you know, when we started our salad dressing company in Vermont, Blanchard & Blanchard, this was back in the early 80s, we had had one of our big failures just before that. We had a retail store that we had to close because of the high interest rates, and we had a lot of money borrowed at 2 points over prime, and prime went to 19.5%, and it put us out of business. And so we had this big going out of business sale in the store and sold everything off, paid the bank back the money, and all we had left was $4,000 to our name. That was it. And we had broken a couple of retail shopping center leases, and the landlords were threatening to take our house.
Oh my gosh.
We were so afraid that they would actually take our house that we were afraid to keep the money in the house. We pictured coming home one day with a big padlock on the front door. So we dug a hole in the backyard and buried the money in the backyard.
I love that. That's one of the stories I was going to bring up. That's a great story.
Well, you know, we started Blanchard & Blanchard, the salad dressing company, with that money. And you'd say, How Melinda has these ideas. I went back to work as a carpenter to just try to make the mortgage payments. Melinda went into the kitchen and started making salad dressing. I said, oh boy, she wants to make salad dressing, she's going to make salad dressing, right? And so she developed all these dressings and these recipes, and we started bottling it. And within a couple of years, we were doing several $1 million in business.
Wow.
And that's living what you love.
You know, and the thing is, we didn't know how to do it, Lisa. You know, when we got into that, everybody said, as they say to us many times, oh, you guys are crazy. You can't do this. You don't know anything about this business. You don't know anything about the restaurant business. You don't know anything about living in the Caribbean. How can you do all this? You know, I mean, everyone, there are a lot of naysayers in our life who say, we can't. And
maybe that's
why we're more determined to say we can. I don't know.
You're like a little engine that could.
Yeah, that's right.
I think I can.
You know, but what we've learned is, you know, when we wrote our first book, A Trip to the Beach, it was a surprise, I think, as much to our publisher as it was to us that it was a best-selling book. And, you know, it was number two on the Boston Globe best-selling list. I mean, it was number two on Amazon. It was an incredible – it continues. It reminded me to say that, actually, because they call it the little blue book that could.
Oh,
And so when you said that, it reminded me. But Live What You Love was really a follow-up to A Trip to the Beach, because since people liked that first book so much, we decided to share some of our other stories, because what people didn't realize is that we've actually reinvented ourselves quite a few times. So Live What You Love is a collection of 15 short little stories and anecdotes about our various adventures, and some of them are successful, some not. Some are very funny. Some take us through tough financial times. I mean, we are not, we have never been and are still not independently wealthy by any stretch of the imagination. We have the same challenges that everyone has. And a lot of people are wrong when they think, well, you can do whatever you want. You've been so successful. You've got millions of dollars. Well, you know what? We've had money. We've lost money. We've had money again. We've lost it again. We do not have that kind of money. And what we do have is a lifestyle and a life that we love. And it's much more important for us to do that than have huge bank accounts.
Bank account wouldn't hurt, by the way.
No, I hear you.
No, it wouldn't. And we all have to earn a living. And we have to pay health insurance, and we've got to pay a mortgage, and we have all of those obligations. So you've got to sort of mold your own definition of live what you love to fit all of your responsibilities and all of the rest of your life. It's all got to weave together
to work.
And everybody
has a different tolerance for risk.
Yes, that's true.
You know,
yeah, I know a lot of people that like to play it safe, you know, and it's scary, you know, and that's why I admire what you do. I mean, especially if you have a child, you know, we have a little girl and she's almost six, and, you know, I couldn't imagine just picking up and, you know, but then part of me is like, yeah, I'm really excited. After reading your book, though, it's really inspiring. Or if it's, and maybe I don't have to pick up, but do another dream, you know. I mean, I'm creating
exactly
a TV show now, you know.
Yeah, so. I mean, it sounds like you've got a great thing going. You have a studio at home, which is terrific. I mean,
that's true.
That's living what you love. You figured out a way to make it work for you.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. I do love my home. Although, you know, it's funny because I really related to the story in your book when you took the folks that work at your wonderful restaurant in, say it again for me, Anguilla. God, why can't I say
Anguilla.
That? Anguilla. To Vermont, because I was living in Hawaii when I met my husband, who's from Massachusetts, and then I was raised in California. So I had never been in snow before. And when I came, I loved it. And the first year I was here, we had 30 inches of snow in March, and everyone was complaining, and I was in head. There's pictures of me, like, swimming in the snow in my full snowsuit in the backyard. So the excitement that I felt, when I read about the folks who had never been in snow either, I was like, oh my gosh, I know that childlike excitement. And I thought that was wonderful that they came.
It was really, really fun to see them. It was like, you know, all of them just seeing snow for the first time and bringing them. We closed the restaurant. I mean, we had to do it in high season because, of course, winter is a busy time in the Caribbean, and that's when there's snow in Vermont. We had no choice, so we closed for a week, actually, in January. Again, everybody said, you can't do that. And we thought, well, it's going to cost us some money, but it's worth it for us because they mean a lot to us, and we wanted to do that for them, and we will never regret it, never.
Oh, your book is so fun, and it's just so inspiring. And now, so you mentioned that you'd had 10 businesses, and you talk about a lot of them in the book. Now, currently, were you going to stay in Vermont? I mean, go back to Anguilla now, or I wasn't sure. You're doing half and half.
We still have the restaurant, and don't plan to change that for a long time, but we have started something else recently to tie in with our Live What You Love book. We started a line of greeting cards and pocket notebooks and journals and other paper products and gift items. We're working on a really cool line of textiles now. For Christmas this year, we're going to come out with a line of wall hangings that are beautiful. We've got this designer in Vermont who's working with us, and she carves, they're all like hand-carved linoleum and wood blocks, and she hand-stamps these beautiful patterns.
Mm.
And everything, actually, you'll be interested to know, because everything is printed in Massachusetts.
It's printed in North Adams, Mass.
Oh, really?
Everything. We don't do anything overseas. We keep it as local as we can.
And it's all 100% post-consumer waste recycled paper and vegetable-based inks and And still competitively priced. You know, the cards.
Oh, that's terrific.
The cards retail for $295. So you know, that's a.
That's
and
great.
And so all of these products tie right in with Live What You Love because they all have messaging that's very encouraging, very positive, very uplifting, and we are getting the most amazing response. And I think it's because in this day and age, with the economy being what it is, and all the depressing news that we're all hearing, you know, I mean. I don't have to list all the horrible things that are going on around us, that people are so relieved to have this little window of hope and to get a card or have a little notebook that has a little hand-stamped message of something positive, you know, and something uplifting and something that feels good, that we're getting the most amazing response. I mean, people are, we can't come out with new products fast enough. It's been so exciting.
The pocket notebooks, for instance, there's a stamp inside it that says your life doesn't have to fit neatly between the lines. Color it any way you want. And we've stamped that purposefully crooked across the line.
Oh, I love that.
And in the front of each pocket notebook, there's a hand stamp that says dream, believe, begin. Because that's what you need to do. No matter if your dream is, you know, you said you don't know if you could just run away and move somewhere and do something so big because you have a six-year-old daughter, but dream, believe, begin doesn't always mean about, it doesn't always mean you have to change your entire lifestyle. You know, it doesn't have to be so big.
Maybe it means that you just want to teach your daughter French, you know?
Yeah.
You're dreaming of it, so begin, you know?
Oh, that's
great.
Believe
that you can do it and then begin.
Yeah, that's true. You know, and I did a Google search for your salad dressing, and there was a garlic. I love garlic. So So there's still the salad dressing, too, because I saw it on a bunch of places.
Yeah, it's still out there.
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
That is great.
Yeah, it's still plugging away. I mean, we sold the controlling interest in that company when
in
the Caribbean, actually. So
it's
still Blanchard and Blanchard, and they still use our recipes and our name.
You know, the fun thing about Live What You Love is that we get people on the website and we get emails from people and letters from people who surprise us because the age range that Live What You Love is appealing to is so broad. We hear from college students who are just figuring out what path they want to take. You know, they like hearing that maybe they don't have to do it the way they thought they had to do it, and they've got something inside of them that they really want to, they want to give something a shot, and now they know that it might be possible, and that's really encouraging to them. And then we hear from people all the way up through baby boomers and everyone in between, because people realize that you're never too old to dream a new dream. And we're living proof, and we're no one special. We don't have a ton of money. We don't have a lot of experience. We have a dream,
we
know that you take one little step, and you figure it out, and you go, you learn from your mistakes, and you move forward, and you get it done. And it's incredible just taking that one little step to see what it, you know, what you have to do. Like, if you do want to teach your little girl French, what do you have to do? What are the, you know, what are the options? What are the best ways to teach kids French? You know, you have to begin.
Mm-hmm.
You dream, believe, and begin. And
moving to France is always a good idea.
Yeah, that sounds nice to me.
Gosh,
you guys are so inspiring. I mean, just talking to you, you just sound, I mean, you can tell by the book, you're just incredibly warm, kind people.